Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Weather throughout the Bluegrass will most likely be calm until later this week.
Officials are urging Kentucky drivers not to drive through flooding.
There will be temporary road closures in Greenup County this week.
Police have recovered and identified a body in Laurel County.
In sports, MSU baseball is looking for a new head coach.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, thunderstorms likely this evening, then the chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight, those around 67 degrees, chance of rain at 80%. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely, highs around 82 degrees, chance of rain at 80%. And on Wednesday night, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, becoming more widespread overnight, those around 69, chance of rain at 80%, locally heavy rainfall possible.
The National Weather Service in Jackson says while some areas of the Bluegrass are seeing some severe weather today, residents in the WMKY listening area aren't facing much risk until later in the week. Kevin Sullivan is a meteorologist with the NWS. He says Northeast Kentucky may actually catch a break for the evening.
I think most of the heavy rain we've seen is actually going to shift off further south and east today. So as far as today goes, we'll have a day probably to recover a little bit. We are expecting some light rain through the day today, and so the ground will stay saturated through tonight.
Sullivan says the chances for heavy rain and possible severe weather do increase significantly on Thursday. He encourages people to stay alert to the weather and to monitor changes in their region.
With the possibility of heavy rains this week, officials with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet are also urging caution. H.B. Elkins is the Public Information Officer for District 10 of the KYTC. He says there are always individuals during your incidents of flooding who think their vehicle can clear a covered roadway, and he says it's just not worth the risk.
You know, the primary caution that we issue in times like this is turn around, don't drown, and don't drive through a flooded roadway. I understand down near Louisville yesterday there was a fatality. Somebody drove into a flooded roadway and the car got swept away. So we are always cautioning, don't do that.
He says drivers are also needing to be vigilant of potential mud and rock slides during periods of heavy rainfall.
A Boyd County road closed due to high water reopened Monday night. According to WSAZ, the roadway had been closed between Booth Quillen and Shopes Creek Road. Boyd County 911 took to Twitter to make the closing known to the public.
Coal Branch Road along Kentucky 827 in Greenup County will be closed temporarily this week. Highway crews will begin embankment repairs, causing the road to be closed at the 4.6-mile marker between Timberland Drive and Roar Branch, about 1 mile from the U.S. 23 intersection. The road will be closed during daytime working hours and will reopen nightly. Alan Blair is the District 9 spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Highways. He says the construction will alter traffic.
So there will be some delays in terms of the detour. The detour is not very long around there, but the traffic is not very heavy on that highway. It's a local connecting road. But we do, expect those who need to access that highway to get to their homes or other places. There will be a delay in taking the detour, so they should plan ahead on that.
While the road is closed, drivers may detour using Kentucky 7 and Kentucky 10. Road work schedules are subject to change depending on weather conditions.
Vandals hit a construction zone in Pike County, causing a dangerous situation for motorists. WMKY's Lysia Henneberg has more.
EKBTV reports traffic control barrels were run over and displaced, and signs were stolen in a construction zone on U.S. 23 south of Pikeville on Monday morning. Keith Coleman, signal crew superintendent, says in his 22 years working with signs and signals at District 12, he has never seen anything this bad. Coleman says that every sign the vandals could get was stolen, every barrel and cone was run over or knocked over, and the signs that couldn't be taken were run over. Crews are working to replace the signs and barrels, but motorists need to use caution as crews work to replace damages. For WMKY News, I'm Lysia Henneberg.
A Lawrence County man is expected to appear in Boyd County District Court for a preliminary hearing on Wednesday. 31-year-old Jacob Fink was arrested last week after officers performed a traffic stop on reports of a possible DUI driver. According to the Daily Independent, police say Fink had slurred speech and was falling asleep at the wheel. A search of the car allegedly revealed a black backpack with drug paraphernalia and an individually bagged crystal substance. Fink is charged with giving an officer false identifying information, first-degree criminal mischief, and two counts each of first-degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, third-degree assault of a police officer, public intoxication, first-degree disorderly conduct, menacing, and third-degree terroristic threatening. Fink is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center.
The Kentucky State Police say a man allegedly shot his father in the back of the head Thursday afternoon in Carter County. The KSP released a statement saying the victim, Gary Everman Sr., was taken to Cabell Huntington Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after his son, Gary Everman Jr., shot him in the back of the head with a .22 caliber rifle. The incident occurred outside of a home in the 800 block of Rock House Road in Grayson, where police responded just before 2 p.m. Thursday. Troopers arrested Gary Everman Jr. at the scene. He is charged with attempted murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. He's being held in the Carter County Detention Center. This case remains under investigation by the Kentucky State Police.
Officials in Laura County have released the identity of the man whose remains were discovered last week. WYMT reports the body of 86-year-old Billy Bowling was found burned in a driveway on Yorkshire Estate Road. Police say they received a call about the body around 9:30 Friday. Bowling's body was sent to Frankfort for an autopsy over the weekend.
Fayette, Jessamine, Garrett, and Lincoln County residents will now be able to text 911 in case of an emergency. City leaders hope to prevent the worsening of emergencies for individuals who cannot use the telephone. Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon tells WKYT that the initiative can benefit the safety of everyone, but especially people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or nonverbal.
The service is available now. This is a huge step forward in public safety.
To use the new service, residents can text 911 with a location and a brief description of the emergency.
Six Kentucky counties have been randomly selected by state officials for post-primary election auditing. Bourbon, Carter, Fleming, Marion, Muhlenberg, and Scott counties will receive visits from investigators to inspect election forms and interview county officials. Kentucky's Deputy Attorney General Michael Brown says state officials rely heavily on information from voters and says he plans to investigate and prosecute any potential election law violations.
Our main source of information during any election comes from voters themselves, who can call into a hotline and report anything that they think might be an irregularity. For instance, in this last election, we had a really relatively few number of calls, 60 total, and that compared to over 300 from a year ago.
Statewide general elections will be held this November to choose the next governor.
Governor Matt Bevin is close to having the votes to pass his pension relief bill in a special session. Legislators have been working to hold the session before the beginning of the new fiscal year on July 1st, but House Majority Floor Leader John Carney says the session will likely not be held until the first or second week of July. If no bill is passed by July 1st, regional universities and other institutions will face surging pension costs, which could cause elimination of staff, loss of critical services, and bankruptcies. Bevin told the Herald Leader he doesn't think it will be much longer until the legislation is ready to take action.
I grew up in a financially humble home. Christian values, family of eight, three-bedroom farmhouse, one bath, no shower, $100 cars. Never had health insurance till I joined the Army, but I always believed in the American dream. I worked my way up. After 100 years of backward policies in Kentucky, we're finally working our way up too.
Bevin vetoed a different pension relief bill in April. He says the previous bill contained parts that were wrong or illegal. He says he doesn't want the session to interfere with vacations and graduations, but that it will happen soon.
A medical billing services company is planning to expand operations in northern Kentucky, potentially creating 150 jobs. CompMed is planning the $1.1 million expansion in Campbell County. The company plans to lease an additional 2,000 square feet of office space in response to growing demand from new and existing customers. A statement from Governor Matt Bevin's office says the project also includes new employee training and workspaces and new equipment. CompMed President Mike Stearns says the company plans to use the majority of the funds retained through tax incentives to ensure employees continue to work in a favorable and professional environment. The Newport-based company was founded in 1993 and provides billing services for over 25 different areas of medical need.
And taking a quick look at sports, Morehead State University is now in search of a new baseball coach. After leading the program to 228 victories and two Ohio Valley Conference tournament titles, head coach Mike McGuire is returning to South Carolina to lead the USC Upstate baseball program. Jamie Gordon is the interim athletic director at MSU. He says McGuire did great things during his time at the university, and he'll be hard to replace.
While we're most definitely sad to see him leave, we're happy for the opportunity that him and his family will have in returning to South Carolina, and we wish him the best. We're also committed to making sure that we keep the momentum and the foundation that he and his staff and players have worked so hard to build, and we'll be tireless in making sure that we find the correct leadership for this program moving forward.
Taking over in 2013, McGuire eventually guided the Eagle program to five straight 30-plus win campaigns and culminated his time leading MSU with a school record 40-win season in 2019. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Morehead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. Stocks surged as Wall Street increased bets on a U.S.-China trade deal after President Trump said he will be meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the upcoming G20 summit. Sentiment was also lifted by hope that the Fed will ease monetary policy later this year. And at the close, the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 353.01 at 26,465.54. The S&P 500 was up 28.08 at 2917.75. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 108.86 at 7953.88. Trump said in a tweet he had a very good telephone conversation with the Chinese premier, adding that we will be having an extended meeting next week at the G20 meeting in Japan. Our respective teams will begin talking prior to the meeting, and of course this summit will start on June 28th. Boeing and Caterpillar, two trade bellwethers, rose 5.4% and 2.4% respectively. Deere shares gained more than 3% on the day, and semiconductor stocks jumped on Trump's tweet. The VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF surged more than 4%, led by strong gains from NVIDIA and Micron Technology. Hopes for a U.S.-China trade deal diminished last month after both countries raised tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their goods. Trump also floated the possibility of imposing tariffs on more Chinese imports. The Federal Reserve, of course, is meeting today and tomorrow, and the Fed is largely expected to leave rates unchanged. However, investors will monitor whether policymakers at the central bank lay the groundwork for rate cuts later in the year. Traders are pricing in three rate cuts before year-end, according to the CME Group's Fed Watch tool. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger down 44 cents at $23.92, Fifth Third Bank up 91 cents at $27.88, Delta Airlines up 38 cents at $56.05, Marathon Petroleum up 93 cents at $49.64, and Humana was up $3.20 to finish at $257.97. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.